SPP addresses third load shed since March 31, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. Omaha, Nebraska. SPP staff have told its state regulators and board members that it will do better after three local load sheds since March 31. The outages affected a combined 54000 customers in northwestern Louisiana and mostly oil and gas facilities in southeastern New Mexico. And, quote, "they're concerning and we are committed to analyzing what went wrong and what we need to do to get better," end quote, SPP CEO Lanny Nichol said May 5 during the Regional State Committee's quarterly meeting. The most recent and largest load shed since Nichol became CEO came April 26 near Shreveport, Louisiana in Southwestern Electric Power Co.'s, or SCEFWE88, Shreveport, Louisiana in Southwestern Electric Power Co.'s, or SWEPSCO service territory. SPP said it identified grid instability in the area and directed SWEPCO to immediately reduce its electricity use by 140 megawatts, resulting in a six-hour outage for about 300,000 residential customers in Caddo and Bossier Parish. Bruce Riru, SPP Senior Vice President of Operations, told the RSC and stakeholders that temperatures came in higher than forecasted, increasing load. With several generators and transmission lines out for planned maintenance, the grid operator didn't have enough generation to respond to voltage instability in the area. Coming as it did 3 weeks after a similar event, the outage generated numerous headlines in the region. Commissioner calls power outage unacceptable. SWEPSCO and SPP respond. What caused SWEPSCO's weekend power outage in Shreveport-Bossier, and will it happen again? The unbelievable excuse for the Bossier Parish SWEPCO power outage. Maintenance Foster Campbell, the outspoken Louisiana commissioner who serves northern Louisiana, and once ripped SPP for its, quote, Taj Mahal and quote of a headquarters building, held a press conference in his office, April 29. Campbell called Nichol and SWEPCO President Brett Madison and sat them alongside him, where they held court before the regional media for about an hour. One image from the press conference showed Nichol, his head bowed, listening to Campbell as the commissioner looked at the CEO and pointed to a document. Nichol noted to the RSC that the event occurred during a pleasant spring afternoon, and quote, "what I found is there's never a good time to take an outage. There's never a good time to interrupt service," and I quote, he said, "and it's important that we never take for granted what we do to keep the lights on." End quote. Campbell has asked SPP and SEPCO staff to attend the Public Service Commission's next meeting and discuss compensation for the outage's damage. SPP has said it will have representatives at the meeting and, quote, "let's see about how we can get together and how much money would be reasonable or fair," end quote. Campbell said during the press conference, end quote, "we're going to work this out and come up with a solution. We got to figure out how you give these people their money back that lost its revenues while the power was down." And Quotai Ortio has said it will work with SWEPCO to conduct a comprehensive analysis of the event to understand what happened and determine future actions. And quote, "we will consider all possible solutions to issues that threaten real-time and long-term reliability across the region we serve," end quote, SPP said in a statement. The Shreveport area also went through an emergency outage April 2 after a dangerous storm system swept across the Midwest. More than 24000 customers were without power for several hours. SWEPSCO said it was required by SPP to implement and, quote, "emergency grid protection outages," and, quote, to the grid. A SWEPCO representative told one of the regional media outlets that emergency outages like the April 2 event are, end quote, "incredibly rare and not something that happens regularly." The third load shed took place March 31, in Southwestern Public Service Co.'s, or SPS, Eastern New Mexico service territory, which has dealt with slim generation margins recently, Reese said. Several generators were out of service for planned maintenance or forced outages, and when there was a steep drop in wind production during the early morning, the reliability coordinator ordered SPS to drop 122 megawatts of load. The outage affected primarily large industrial consumers and lasted less than 3 hours before offline generation could be deployed.